National Pacific Disability Action Plan Survey. Adapted in 2024 by accessible formats service Blind Low Vision New Zealand. The logo at the top of the page is Whaikaha, Ministry of Disabled People. Kia ora, maloni, whakalofa lahi atu, kia orana, talofa lava, malo elele, talofa, noa ia, nisa bula vanaka, maori, tēnā koutou katoa and warm greetings to you all. Whaikaha, Ministry of Disabled People, is developing a National Pacific Disability Action Plan and we want your help. The National Pacific Disability Action Plan will help guide changes to the disability support system and services for Pacific people that Whaikaha manages. Who can take part in this survey? 1. You self-identify as a Pacific disabled person / Pacific person with disabilities. 2. Or you are family, whānau, aiga or carer of a Pacific disabled person / Pacific person with a disability. 3. You are at least 16 years of age or are supported by your caregiver to fill out the form if you are under 16 years of age. 4. Other terms for disabled people that you may be more familiar or comfortable with include person living with a disability, tangata whaikaha Māori or whānau hauā. 5. Some people prefer to say they have an impairment or live with the ongoing impacts of an injury or illness. The information you give us will also enable Whaikaha to accurately reflect and advocate for the changes that Pacific disabled people / Pacific people with disabilities and their families have been calling for. 1. The survey will take approximately 30 to 120 minutes to fill out. 2. You can answer as many or as little questions as you would like to. 3. The more you can share with us, the better the plan we can create together to improve the well-being of our Pacific disabled community. And 4. The closing date of the survey will be on our web page at www.whaikaha.govt.nz/npdap. From the in-person talanoa and this survey, we will gather everyone's thoughts and opinions and develop the National Pacific Disability Action Plan. The information you provide will be kept confidential, and if we wish to quote you in the action plan, we will contact you to ask for your permission. Once the plan is completed, it will be published on our website with alternate formats available so that those who participated can see the final plan. If you would prefer to respond to our survey by sending a video, audio message or email, you can email it to us at pacificpeoples@whaikaha.govt.nz. If you would prefer to print the Word document of the survey, fill it out on paper and post it to us, you can send it to Tofa Suafole Gush, Whaikaha, Ministry of Disabled People, Reply, paid 262204, PO Box 1556, Wellington 6140. If you have any questions about the survey, please get in contact with us by emailing pacificpeoples@whaikaha.govt.nz or texting 4206. Consent. Please tick this box if you are filling the survey out on behalf of someone. Please tick this box to confirm 1. You have the consent of the person you are filling this form out on behalf of to share this information with us. 2. That they understand who this information is being shared with. 3. That they understand for what purpose this information is being shared. And 4. That they understand that the information will be stored confidentially. Please delete the above if not relevant. Please tick this box to confirm that by participating to the survey, you agree to have the information you provided in the survey stored at Whaikaha. We will only keep your personal information for as long as necessary to achieve the purpose for which we collected it. For more information, please have a look at our privacy notice on our website at www.whaikaha.govt.nz/privacy-notice/ or at http://tinyurl.com/cb8ua39x. Please note that the privacy statement is not available in easy read or alternate formats. Survey questions. 1. How old are you? Please select the option that applies or delete the options that are not applicable. Narrator's note, for this and the other survey questions, there are boxes beside the category that you can tick as your response. 0 to 18. 18 to 24. 25 to 34. 35 to 44. 45 to 54. 55 to 64. 65 plus. 2. Ethnicity. Please select the options that apply or delete the options that are not applicable. Samoan, Tongan, Cook Island, Fijian, Kiribati, Niuean, Tokelauan, Tuvaluan, Maori, Rotuman, Other. Please specify below. Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 3. What is your gender? Please select the option that applies or delete the options that are not applicable. Prefer not to say. Female. Male. Another gender. Please specify below. Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 4. What type of services do you access? Please select the options that apply or delete the options that are not applicable. Disability services, health services, MSD, ACC, informal supports, other. Please specify below. Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 5. What are some things that make you feel good and confident as a Pacific disabled person / Pacific person with a disability? Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 6. What are some things that make it hard for you to feel good and confident as a Pacific disabled person / Pacific person with disability? Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 7. What are your goals for the future? Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 8. How can communities and organisations better support you in achieving your goals? Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 9. What are some of the difficulties you experience in accessing disability, health or social services? Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 10. How can disability and health services be improved to support you and your family's well-being? Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 11. What other support would improve your quality of life? Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 12. How can disability support and services for Pacific disabled people / Pacific people with disabilities be more welcoming to include Pacific cultural values and traditions? Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 13. How can disability support and services for Pacific disabled people incorporate cultural values while also reducing bias? Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 14. How can support services better address the unique needs and concerns of MVPFAFF plus? Note 1. Pacifica families have long included Mahu Vakasalewelewa, Palopa Fa'afafine, Akava'ine, Fakaleiti or Leiti Fakafafine. The term MVPFAFF plus was coined by Felicia Brown Acton to centre and bring forward discussions that include Pacifica rainbow peoples and the terms they identify with. The plus symbol acknowledges that there are other Pacific Island cultures who also have terms that describe gender identities, gender expressions and sexualities. Returning to the text. Rainbow, or Takatāpui within the Pacific Disabled Community in Aotearoa, New Zealand. 15. What difficulties do you face while participating in daily activities / community, and how would you change them? Please delete the ones that you do not want to say anything about. Transport, public spaces, healthcare, education, employment, housing, sports, social events, public spaces, other. Please specify below. Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 16. How can we grow Pacific disabled leadership within communities? Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 17. Do you feel that your voice and needs are well represented in decisions made by local and national decision makers, and why? Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 18. If you are a carer, what do you want to share about supporting the client / participant and help to make your work manageable? Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 19. If you are a carer, what is your relationship to the person you care for? For example, mother, brother, paid carer for the client, etc. Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 20. Do you have a backup for the person or persons you look after if you weren't able? Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 21. Is there anything else you would like to share about your experience? Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 22. Email address or contact number. Please write your answer below. Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 23. What type of disability or disabilities, impairment or impairments, or health condition or conditions, or injury or injuries do you have? Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. 24. What region, town or city do you live in? Narrator's note, there is a space left for you to specify below. End of survey.